Come on, Toof Toof. Come on, you two. Let's go outside. Let's go. Sit. Come. It's gone 5 o'clock and it's still really light. It doesn't get dark till about six now, and in a couple of weeks, when the clocks go forward, it'll be seven. And later by then. Now, I'm going to walk away while he does a wee. I don't really think there's a need to hear that on here. But if I can get away before he does it. Whoops. I'll just sit down here for a second. It's been quite nice today. It was sunny earlier, but it's not now. But I'm a bit perplexed because I still haven't heard any blackbirds, and other people have. He wants to come out. He's standing there smelling the air. No blackbirds. And we usually get them round here loud and clear, and I don't know where they've gone. There was also something happening which was really weird, and that is, in the summer, the birds start singing. Come. Where is it? Wait. Go on then, off you go. The birds start singing around 3:15. And then, you know, as the winter approaches and the clocks go back, it gradually gets later and later. And he's found his ball, his big blue ball. But now it's stuck under the barbecue, which should have been put away for the winter. It's nice and rusty. It's closed, so it doesn't matter. Oh, he's got it out. He's got it out. Whee! So recently, bearing in mind that it doesn't get light till much later than that, they have started singing at 3:15 again for about a week. And I kept thinking, that's really weird, and I can't see whether it's light or dark now. Ronan was awake one morning, and I said, Is it still dark? And he said, yeah, it's pitch black. And I thought, well, why are these birds singing? Hello, Lammy. But now it's stopped. Now, for about a week they were doing that, and now, you know, even at gone five, they're still silent. They start up around 5:15. He's put it under there again. So I don't understand that. Whether it was one bird that was getting confused and waking all the others up, and something's happened to it, it's died or something like that, or it's moved somewhere else, I don't know. You got it stuck? You got it out from there? Oh, he's got it. Has he got it? Go and get it. Got it. If any of my followers have joined me since last summer, or started following me, it's a big ball. I got it from an online pet place. I can't remember where, and I can't remember what it was called. There were different sizes, and I got him, well, it's probably the right size for him. It's football size. You could get bigger ones, you could get smaller ones. But the idea is, I don't know what the idea is, but his idea is that he tries to pick it up, and it's hollow and it's hard. He's never ever going to be able to pick it up because he can't, you know, like a football, they can burst a normal football and get a bit of it, or if it's going down, they can get a bit of it between their teeth and pick it up. So he gets cross with it, and he jumps on it and paws it with his feet and makes all that noise. He wags his tail the whole time, and he chases it around in circles. I don't let him have it indoors, of course, because it would smash the skirting board to bits, let alone all our ankles. It's going to do it again. No, don't put it under there again. Ooh, move my feet out of the way when it comes my way. He's running around in circles with it now. He's nuts. Niall. Come. Good boy. Go on, back in. Go and get it then. Let's just like to make sure he will always come, because sometimes he gets a bit, you know, I don't want him to get so overexcited that he goes and has a fit or something. He's never had a fit since he's been on medication, and he's never had one from playing with the ball. He's never had one when out. He's always been, he was asleep, he woke up and he had a fit. He only ever had four. Thankfully, they were horrible, though. He's such a dimwit. That's nearly got it. It's going to go down the side passageway in a minute. There's a step that goes between our house, you know, where we're not joined onto next door. There's a step that goes down the passageway and there's a gate at the front. He's hitting it into his run now. He's really wagging his tail. He's going to wag it right off. If there were any blackbirds, you'd have frightened them away. Oh, it's gone up the step onto the grass. He likes it down here, but he's got it. Oh, I have to lift my feet up then. How long have I got left on this? I won't be able to hear. Oh, 3 minutes. Well, I don't know about you, boy, but I'm going in now. As soon as I get up, he follows me. Sit. Good boy. Wait. Wait. Go on, in you go. Where's the other divvy? Divvy boy. I've got kids' programmes on. Obi watches this thing called the Regular Show. It's a cartoon on Cartoon Network. And he went upstairs and left it on. Audio-described children's programmes. It's really good. OK, I'm going to upload this now and I'll speak to you later. Timer make 2 minutes. 2 minutes. Pause recording.